The Environmental Protection Agency has been trying to use new rules that would have helped coal-burning power plants update their facilities without installing expensive new pollution controls. Wisconsin and other states sued to block the proposed changes in the so-called New Source Review portion of the Clean Air Act, claiming the size of those plants and their air pollution would increase. Today, a federal appeals court sided with the states, saying the EPA rule was contrary to the clean air law. Environmental groups were also part of the suit. Carol Terrell of the Wisconsin chapter of the Sierra Club says the Bush administration was trying to renege on a deal made 35 years ago.
The agreement that was made when the Clean Air Act was passed was that old plants would go out of existence when they needed to be repaired. That's not what the utilities have been doing. We all deserve to have clean air.
The ruling doesn't surprise an attorney for Wisconsin's largest power company, Milwaukee-based We Energies, but Susan Martin says the decision is a disappointment. She says the EPA plan would have added some certainty to the definition of maintenance under the permitting process utilities have to go through under New Source Review. But she says We Energies will continue with an upgrade at its Pleasant Prairie coal plant and a project to control mercury emissions at a plant in northern Michigan.
We will continue on every one of those projects to evaluate whether the New Source Review rules that are in place apply, and when they do apply, then we will go through the necessary permitting processes.
Environmentalists say states may have trouble coming to a meeting of the minds with utilities on what companies should do next to obey the law. But Wisconsin Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager says the ruling provides double protection for the environment.
This is a big victory in that our state has determined to tie its standards to the federal standards, and the formerly held federal standards, which are more stringent, have now been upheld by the courts.
We Energy says it's too early to say if today's decision will affect utility ratepayers. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.